Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. Our goal is to bring you interesting topics and interesting guests. And as always, we recommend you listen to us on 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And today, our guest, Rich Tobias from the McHenry County Fairgrounds, who's going to tell us about the McHenry County Fair coming up here August 2nd through August 7th. Rich, welcome to Around Town.
Hi, welcome, and thanks for having me here today.
Okay, so we got the fair coming up. It's a great time for everybody in McHenry County. What do we got going on, Rich?
Well, there's just so much, and we like to say that this is a good old-fashioned country flair or country fair with a little bit of more modern fair. We've added a couple of things that make it a little bit more modern, but nonetheless, the biggest thing is no doubt our Saturday night concert. This year, we've kind of transitioned a little bit from the pure rock and roll to a little bit of the country western with a rock and roll flair. We have Big and Rich, and they've invited their special guest, Sarah Evans. So we have a concert starting at 7:30, and it'll probably run till 10, 11 o'clock in the grandstand. There still are tickets available online at McHenryCountyFair.com, and gets you not only that, but admission to the fair. So you get a chance, come a little early, and enjoy the fair.
So, Rich, will Sarah Evans be the show before Big and Rich?
She's the opening act at 7:30 is what she is. She'll play her song. She's a, if you think about it, she has, I think, 5 number one Billboard hits and a pretty popular person, a pretty popular singer. They'll take a short break while they reestablish the bands and everything, and then Big and Rich will play. They're coming to our city. Things like Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, and so they've had a number of very good or very triple platinum albums and records and things like that. So they're very popular as well, and we kind of thought that would be a good transition between pure rock and roll that we've had. And I don't know if we're going to go to country next year or what we're going to do, but at least it's a nice little transition.
Well, you know, the McHenry County Fair, going back with the notes that you had, it started in 1949
at the present site. And if anybody remembers back to then, it was actually all the way out to Route 47. We're at 47 in McConnell, essentially behind the Jewel and Kitty Corner from the Walgreens in downtown in Woodstock. And we were all the way out to the 47 at one time. That's where the carnival was, and that's where the grandstand was, and that's where Massey Hall was for 4-H. And then when the county sold off that piece of property, we ended up moving a little bit farther east and a little bit farther north. So we've been at that site since 1949. The fair actually goes all the way back to 1854.
Wow.
I think it was Woodstock at that time as opposed to being Centerville, but they used to bring their animals into the square area. It was an agricultural show, and they would show their animals. And we took a hiatus about in the early 20s, we took a hiatus probably because of the Depression and the war, and then came back in 49 at this new location, and we've been there ever since.
And for your entertainment, that Saturday night show with Big and Rich, your tickets are $45 to $150, which includes admission to the fair.
That's correct. Down front seats are obviously a little bit more expensive, and then up into the grandstand. But there isn't going to be any bad seats in that. As everything views the stage, if you remember the way the layout is, the stands rise up from the arena area where we do the demo derby and other things other times of the year, but other times of the fair. But that stage will be set up. Everybody will have a good seat no matter where you are.
So is a $150 ticket on the ground in front of the stands?
It'll be on the ground in front of the stands. And then they actually decrease a little bit as you move back closer to the grandstand. And then as you go up the grandstand, they get a little bit less expensive as you go up to the nosebleed seats.
Okay, right.
But they're not really nosebleed. They're not that high.
Well, besides the grandstand entertainment, what else we got going there with the Miss McHenry County pageant too, don't you?
Well, we start everything out on Tuesday night. We have opening ceremonies at noon, and some of our veterans go and raise the flag. And then Tuesday night will be the Miss McHenry County Fair pageant. Number of contestants will come, and they'll actually be junior pageant as well. Wednesday, we move on to the Illinois State Pullers. It's a truck and tractor pull. But I got to say, we start that off. Wednesday's Veterans Day, and we start that off with a 21 tractor salute to the veterans. The farmers and tractor owners We've done this now for a number of years. Butch Borchert kind of helps coordinate with that, and I emcee that. And we bring tractors in of various ages, and they bring them in memory of the people of McHenry County that we've lost. And, of course, we salute all the current veterans as well, play their songs. And it's a pretty moving event when they shut down and then rev their engines up and then shut down. That's a pretty moving area, time there. But that'll kick off the tractor pulls. Wednesday or Thursday, we have this a brand new event. We have an ATV big air tour. So these ATVs will be kind of doing jumps and all kinds of things. It's supposedly well received. I have not seen it, but it's well received at a lot of other fairs. Friday, we're back to the typical rodeo type thing, although it's not a full rodeo, but bull riding. Some of the really good up-and-coming bull riders will ride some very difficult bulls. I've watched that happen. And
okay.
there's two sets to that. They take the people who ride the first time around, plus some of the top times, and then they ride a second round. There's also barrel racing that goes on there, so you'll see some barrel racing. And milk a wild cow. I didn't get to see that, but they turned this cow loose that somebody has to go out there and try to catch the cow and milk the cow. And we usually have a little bit of mutton busting for the kids as well.
And what about the demo derby,
Demo Derby Sunday. Oh, boy. You can't miss the demo derby. We're going to run two shows, although we have a short intermission between so people can stop out and get something to drink or something to eat. But that's a 4WD does this demo derby and a number of different heats, different types of cars. And it's the usual smash them up in the arena.
And what time are those two shows?
That usually starts at around 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And runs straight through till about 7 o'clock. And then we'll still be open on Sunday a little bit for the carnival, but the animals are moving out, and we'll go from there.
Now, the grounds for the entertainment, including the things for the kids, what do you got going there?
Well, the one of the big things that I think the kids like is that pedal pull. We'll be doing that in Building C this year. And we have these pedal tractors and cars and things, and they compete against each other in their own age group. And they get in this pull, and we see how far they can pull it, and we put more weight on. It's just like a tractor pull, only it's kids' pedal power. That's one of the things. There is a lumberjack show. The All-American Lumberjack Show was there last year. It was really a big hit. We had a lot of people watching. And then they do, sometimes after some of the shows, they do a kids camp. So I actually saw kids last year getting up on the log in the water and parents taking pictures. One of the queen contestants, one of the runner-up, was I don't know if she was a swimmer or an athlete or whatever. She got up and did it. So it was really a pretty interesting set. Of things to do. We have petting zoo. Pig races are back this year for the first time in a while. So
okay, tell me about the pig races.
All right, so they name all of their pigs.
Okay.
So you might be a Miss Piggy or something else. And they put them at the starting gate, and they do this announcing of all the different pigs in the races, much like you do a horse race. And then they race around to see who wins the race, and they do a couple of those a day. At one time, I remember them chasing an Oreo cookie. I don't know if the winner gets the Oreo cookie, but it's a pretty interesting setup. Joe Stebbing's back. Joe Stebbing does a phenomenal job carving logs, and we'll auction those off on Sunday afternoon, sometime after the showmanship things go on in there. We also have a glass blower this year, the mobile glass blowing show. So they'll be doing creations, and then some of their bigger creations will be sold at that auction as well. So we have all of those kinds of things. What else do we have?
Well, Rich, the wood carving and the glass blowing, will that be every day?
Most of them don't. We don't have them on Tuesday typically. We open in the middle of the day on Tuesday. It's kind of a chance for everybody to get set up and oriented to the fair.
Okay.
And the carnival doesn't even really open. The carnival rides don't open until like 4 o'clock on Tuesday. We're still getting health department and fire department inspections and doing all of those things as set up. We are open, but it's just kind of a let's get together day and get it working out. And then on Wednesday, everybody will be there.
So the carving will start on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and the glass blowing.
Right.
And they'll go Wednesday through Sunday?
Wednesday through Sunday, but they finish up fairly early on Sunday because after lunch we move all of the pieces for sale into the arena, into Hanson Pavilion, and then we auction them off.
And this happens on Sunday?
On Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so that's how you purchase a piece by way of auction.
Right, you purchase it by piece by auction. I'm not sure who we're using for auctioneer this year, but it starts at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they lay out all of these pieces, including there's usually a bench. It's a double piece. I've seen owls. I've seen raccoons, bears. Joe Stebbing does a phenomenal job doing the carving, and he's carving away with chainsaws. It's just amazing to watch him do that.
It always is, and I've seen that in the past up in Wisconsin. It is amazing. So when it's auctioned off, does that money then go to the fair and to the person who did the carving?
Okay, so we're paying Joe Stebbing. There's no doubt. We're paying Joe Stebbing to be there as an artist.
Okay.
And then we cover the cost of that with the sale, but it also goes to the fair at the end.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay, what about the amusement rides, the carnival?
Well, Skinner's been there a long time. I can't even count the number of years that Pat Skinner and her husband and family have been there doing rides. They're already setting up right now. There's a couple that they're not using this week.
I saw that. I mentioned that to our engineer over here. They're setting up already.
They have three or four rides up right now. I think they're over typically at Lake County, and then they bring everything over Sunday night set up. Monday, and then they have to, all the rides have to be inspected. It's the state rule. They're inspected by the state, but the fire department comes out and does another inspection. And she's just got, you know, all kinds of things like Tilt-A-Whirl and the usual Ferris wheel and some rides. The zipper, I think, is there. And there's some things that I'll tell you what, I'm not a riding guy. Maybe I'd get on a merry-go-round with a horse going up and down or something, but no. Bumper cars, I think there's bumper cars there, and you name it, she's got it.
Well, bumper cars, that's great. That's always fun, bumper cars.
Yeah, the kids have a great time with that, and there's some kids rides. There's one that's not part of the group that's on a separate one, but there actually is a bull riding ride at the fair.
Okay.
And so you can get on that, and I've seen the panel. I know the guy who's doing it. And it looks like a bull, but it's a leather, and it is a machine that kind of twists and turns and everything else.
Right.
And he can make it go faster or slower, as the case may be. It's very safe because you're not going to hit the ground. You're going to hit this mat all the way around. He's got an air mat. But it's really pretty interesting, and you see the people get out there, and they go to the bull riding on Friday night, and then they run over to the bull to see that they can do the same thing.
Right. And that's a shockwave. We're going to pause for just a minute to let the folks know our station identification here. We're in 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. And we're talking to Rich Tobias from the McHenry County Fairgrounds. Rich, besides the carnival rides, let's talk a little bit about all the good things you can eat at the fair.
Oh, my. you can literally eat your way through the entire fair. We don't have a lot of breakfasts. We're looking at a second breakfast, but most of the breakfast is provided in the 4-H food booth. It's the foundation that money goes to help support 4-H. And as you know, 4-H is a very big, it's a big thing here in McHenry County. There's a whole building, the Cindy Harris Building, is dedicated to her, but it's all 4-H. And all of the projects that the kids, and I say kids because they could be up to 21, I believe, are working on. And I think I've said 4-H before to you, but 4-H isn't just animals. I mean, it's baking, and it's plants, and it's projects, and rock collecting, and you name it. That's all in the building. And then right next door is the 4-H food booth. So they start out with a breakfast, and I know when I've gotten there and haven't eaten at home, I stop in for some biscuits and gravy or some scrambled eggs, bacon, you name it. They have a really nice breakfast in the morning, and then food throughout the day. That's one of the places you can get some pizza and burgers. And
you realize you're making us hungry.
Yes, I figured it's getting closer to lunch here soon, or after lunch, actually.
Well, the 4-H... is there information there that young people come to the fair, maybe don't participate in the 4-H, but would like to? Is there information given out to them how they can participate?
Absolutely. If you walk in on what would be the south door, it's a double-doored building. It's a big green building at the end of the barns. And on the left-hand side, they have tables there. And Michelle Avang is the coordinator for 4-H for McHenry County. It's run through Extension. She's an employee there. And then several of other people are there. There's always somebody there that can give you information about 4-H.
Right.
Most towns seem to have a 4-H group. Some of them do some things like animals, of course. But others, there's the shooting sports and there's dogs and you name it. There's all kinds of things that people do. There's even little clover buds and other smaller groups as well. small younger kids that all participate. I know I judged one time, rock collecting and stuff, and boy, some of those collections were just phenomenal, and what they knew about geology and everything else. So it's a learning experience, plus it's also, like I say, there's opportunity to learn, become ambassadors. Many of these kids go on to, some of them, speaking engagements and other things.
Well, just to touch base, you're going to have, let's see, corn dogs, tacos, pizza, corn on the cob, sandwiches. What kind of sandwiches, Rich?
Well, you can get, if you go to the Cattleman, which is right down below the beef barn, make a good spot for them. The Cattleman have Philly steak sandwiches, and they have burgers, and boy, they have some really local beef type sandwiches. There's the usual burgers at most places. There's chicken sandwiches that you can get out there. I'm sure there's somebody's going to have a fish sandwich. I know if you go to Farm Bureau, you're going to get a pork burger. Or Dan Volkers used to have, and I think he's got them back this year. They look like ribs, but they're a pork combination sandwich. So you can get pork sandwiches. And like I said, corn dogs. I mean, you can get corn dogs, but you can get hot dogs, almost foot-long hot dogs. And I don't know if McHenry County allows ketchup on a hot dog or not. But
Wait now. That's territory you don't get into. You know that. No ketchup on a dog.
No ketchup on a dog, right. But you can.
And the best part is you got to talk about the hand-dipped ice cream.
Oh, you got to go to Farm Bureau. There's, I think we have another Sunday place that we're bringing in this year. But, boy, you go to Farm Bureau in Building D, which is the building with a lot of the vendors in it. And you go to the back end, the south end of Building D, and that's where you can get some sandwiches. But and I worked for, did some things for Farm Bureau one time, and boy, by the end of the day, your right arm is a little bit tired after dipping all day long.
Right.
But you can get butter pecan and chocolate and vanilla and strawberry, and I think there's Neapolitan too. And so there's four or five different kinds of ice cream.
And I might mention that this is all low calorie, right?
Ice cream, if it's in a white cone or if it's in a white bucket, it's got no calories.
It's all low cal, right?
Low cal.
So the 4-H and livestock exhibits. Tell us a little bit about that, Rich.
Well, there's two areas. There's three. 4-H has their shows for their animals, and then there's the junior shows, which are basically the kids, and then there's the open show. So we have animal shows going on starting on Tuesday and running all the way through Saturday. These are breed shows, so if you raise Jersey cows, you'll bring your Jersey cow there and you'll show off the cow or the heifer. We don't have males. We don't have bulls and things like that running around, but it's basically the cow or the heifer. We have pigs. And new this year, we have alpacas. So we haven't had them there before, and I think it's Friday afternoon we're going to do an alpaca show. So if you've never seen alpacas, they're basically a little bit of a pack animal, maybe not so much as a llama, but an alpaca has some fine fiber. And you look at alpaca sweaters and alpaca people who knit with alpaca fiber. So these animals will be there, and I'll go through a show on Friday afternoon if you haven't seen that. And then, of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you go out to the horse arena, which some people don't even think about it. We put some signs up to say, hey, the horses are out here.
Right.
And we put up a tent with stalls. And in the arena, we have horse shows every day. There's a 4-H horse show. There's open horse shows. And McHenry County is just packed with horses. Believe it or not, one of the busiest places in the United States for having horses. And so a lot of people bring their show horses out there. We've got some really champion horses that come to the fair. And they'll ride Western or they'll ride English, and there'll be some cart classes. And there's usually start out with an in-hand class where they're showing off the quality of the animal itself.
And I understand this year for the animal show that poultry will not be there due to the avian flu.
That's true. They've canceled the and I think it may be a good idea. There's this concern about avian bird flu, and if you're going to put 500 chickens under a tent, they're all going to be in a close area. The risk is that you get one or even a waterfowl that comes by that's infected, and now you've infected everybody's flocks. So the idea is to protect that a little bit. That happened with rabbits a couple of years ago because there was a rabbit disease going around, and they really cut back on the rabbit shows. This year we're cutting back on the poultry, so you won't see poultry this year. We're really sorry about that, but
What that alpaca show, what would that actually consist of? What would that be like?
Well, typically, you're looking at two things probably, the conformation of the animal. So, and they'll walk the animal in. They'll set the animal up much like you would an in-hand class for a horse, and they'll be looking at, is the alpaca? There's some criteria that, and I don't know what it all is, but there's some criteria that you judge the quality of the animal and the quality of the fiber.
Okay.
Much like you do with with sheep. I raise sheep, and I have some wool sheep, so they will look at the animal and say, all right, is it conforming to what the breed should normally be? And then let's look at that fiber and see if that fiber is going to be, good quality for making clothing.
Now, I know that you have handicap accessible parking is free.
All parking is free.
All parking is free, and you got the handicap spaces available.
Exactly. As people.
Okay. And you also have hay wagon rides.
Well, here's what happens. As you come in the south entrance to the fair, that's the main entrance of the fair, we'll send you back to the parking lot, which is most of the way back. There's one lot that's fairly close to the main gate there. And then we have auxiliary parking when we have a lot of other people. But we send around antique tractors pulling hay wagons and give people rides up to the main gate. And that works pretty nicely. And then as they make their route back, if you're going back, you can hop on the wagon and get a ride back out to your car. I also know that if there are some handicapped folks that end up parking out there, if they call, if you look at the fair, which is 815-338-5315. If you look at that phone number and you call there, we can get you a courtesy card if you're really, for handicapped people. But right out front of Building D, handicap parking only. And we park motorcycles there too.
Let's do that phone number again a little bit slower, Rich.
Sure, 815-338-5315. And if you call there, we have a radio system and we'll send somebody out with a courtesy car to pick you up if you end up in the back lot. If you end up in the front lot, you're right there. There's the gates right there. You pay to get in, and if you haven't bought your ticket in advance, and you're right in at the fair.
Okay, now let's talk about advance tickets. You want to give the folks some information on that?
Sure. Advance tickets, you go to the website, McHenryCountyFair.com, and right on the home or on the landing page, you see buy tickets here. And you can purchase tickets for the concert, Big and Rich, or you can purchase tickets for the other grandstand events. You can purchase a ticket, and that concert comes with a grandstand ticket. But the other ones, there you can buy your ticket to get into the door, and it's $8 for adults, $4 for seniors and kids 5 to 10.
That's for advance tickets.
That's advance tickets, that's correct.
At the door, it's different.
Yes, it's $10 and $5 respectively at the door. We give you a little bit of a discount to buy them in advance. That's to your advantage, and you can buy a daily pass. They have a $30 charge for a season pass, so you can come every day, come and go, do as you please, and we'll take care of you. It comes out, you print the ticket out, or you can put it on your phone. I know a lot of people will have that code on their phone, and we'll scan them, and they can get in. We're getting a little bit more modern that way.
Well, that's great. And I know you'll have several porta-potties there, too, to accommodate the crowds that come in.
Absolutely. We don't have a lot of true bathroom space on the grounds, but we bring in, believe it or not, there is the health department has an estimate based on the number of the crowds as to how many porta-potties and how many hand-washing stations you have to have. And that also includes having the handicapped ones. And when you think about it, These have ramps. They're large, they're very nice. We get a really nice set of porta potties for the fair, so they're all around. They're under the grandstand. You can't walk 100 feet and not find a porta potty. Basically,
is there any anticipation what the crowd will be this year?
Well, we don't know. You kind of say, all right, last year was a return back after COVID.
Right.
And we had a big crowd, a huge crowd last year. People were able to get out and get around. We think that this year might also be large because if you're looking at gasoline prices and you don't want to drive or you don't want to fly anywhere, then this is a nice, close, in the area event. In fact, even it's only a little over an hour from Chicago. So we'll have people who come out. You can get on the train, take an Uber. We have a drop-off point right by on the Jewel side of the fairgrounds for Uber or cab. So there's a drop-off gate, walk-in gate there. We think the crowd will still be pretty good, assuming the weather's good, and we have ordered some good weather for this year. So we're hoping it won't be too hot. I can have a shower in the evening to keep the dust down. And other than that, if we have good weather, I think we'll see a pretty good crowd. COVID numbers are up a little bit, but we're an outside event. The sun is shining. We hope to see a lot of people.
Well, that sounds good. Rich Tobias from McHenry County Fairgrounds, thank you so much. Remember, the dates, folks, are August 2nd through August 7th. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, WHRULP, your Huntley Community Radio Station. Go to huntleyradio.com, click on Contact Us if you need more information. Thank you again for listening. We look forward to reaching you again. Have a great day.